Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for taking out this time on this Friday night to join us on Blog Talk and Facebook Live to hear the man of God speak. I know he has some encouraging words. I know that he's been released by God to share with us on tonight to get us excited about being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, about being excited to live the life that represents God, being excited about letting people know that Jesus is still alive. I thank God for the service that we're going to have on tonight. In Chicago today, the weather was a little brisk, a little cold, and then I looked out the window and I saw some snow coming down. I was like, uh-oh, it's that time. So just like it's a time for the seasons to change, it's a time for the season of your life to change, to go from living and unbelieving to believing, going from not letting God be there for you and not keeping your word to God, to going to being there for God to do what he has for you to do and keeping your word to God. I thank God for everything he's doing, everything he has done, and everything he's going to do. This is our season to live a saved and sanctified life. I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser with Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It said, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I just want you all to get out your paper and your pencils, your Bibles, get out your ears. When I say get out, get all the mess out of your ears. Get the sounds that's around you on mute. Get everything out the way so that you can hear what the man of God is saying to us on tonight concerning the body of Christ. So let's do a check-in. Prophet Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, I don't hear if the man of God is on the line. I'm waiting to see when he's going to come live on Facebook, because I know that God has something especially for us on tonight. Not something that was just put together, not something that was just threw together, but we know that everything God does, he does. The man of God said about to be online live in a second, so give him a little time, because we know that he does do the ministry, and that he is also doing what he has to do in the natural. You know, God said first natural, then spiritual. He's about ready to get ready for work, so we know that we have to have everything lined up with the word of God. We want to do things decently and in order. So if you all are on Blog Talk Radio, we are World Wide Web, so this word is going out all over the world, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. There's not no place that is limited to where the word of God can and will go. He said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. He said his word will be heard, taught, and it will be brought and teached. See, it's a lot that when someone taught something to you, and when someone's teaching something to you, it's going to be in every corner of the earth. So the earth goes around in a circle, so that means God's word goes around and around and around and around. I don't care if you want to take it clockwise or counterclockwise, but whatever you do, God's word is going to go around. So how many of you all know that it's a blessing to hear the true word of God? It's a blessing to hear what God is saying. A lot of times we don't realize that when God is speaking, we should be listening. I hope you heard me. I said, when God is speaking, we should be listening. Because we have a habit of saying, I don't remember hearing that. Well, if you got your paper and pencil, a pen, or if you don't have none but a crayon, write it down. So when you do forget, you can go back and remember it. Remember you wrote something down. Just go back through your notes, and you can find some things. Yes, because we teach each other that we should hide his word in our heart, that we may not, we should not, we will not, and we won't sin against God. Because when something comes up, we're going to forever bring his word back, because his word can't come go out and come back void. So a lot of times we do things how we think we should do them. But if we put it in our heart, I mean put it in our heart truly, we would only do what the word says. Because God speaks to us, but the problem is, are we listening when God speaks to us? That's what we need to get up front and out in the open. God, I know you're speaking, but God, was I listening? Was I listening for real? Or was I listening somewhat? Or was I listening kind of? Or God, did I play like I didn't hear you? That's what we got to be honest with ourselves. What was I doing playing like? So I'm going to do another check. Prophet, are you on the line yet? Okay. I see him on Facebook, but I don't hear him on phone. So, just hold on. The broadcast is a little interrupted, but we're gonna. If I have to hold the line open for you to hear, okay. The man of God said he's ready. So let's do this. He's driving. So we're going to release it over to the man of God. So just listen in as he's doing what he did. Go ahead, Prophet.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you for being on. Ready. I'm having just a slight issue, I guess, with the line. And I thought it was on, but it ended on me. Nonetheless, we're going to try to get that back started. But I am excited to be on the line today. I'm excited to be here. It's been a little while since I was able to do both. And so I'm excited to be able to get that done. So, amen, let's get started. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor, oh God, for what you're doing and for what you're doing in our lives, Father. We ask, oh God, that you give us, oh God, ears to hear and the heart to receive and the will to obey and the wisdom to manifest what you would say in our lives today, oh God. Father, it is our desire that we be a people that will please you, that we will be a people, oh God, that we give you praise and honor in everything that we say and everything that we do. So have your way in our lives, oh God. And for this we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're not going to hold you as normal some Friday nights. I do work as well. So today is one of those days when I do have to work. But nonetheless, we're going to do what God is instructing us to do really quick. All right, so I'm excited about that. Listen, if you got your Bibles, let's go really quick to 2 Kings chapter 7, okay? Mm-hmm. 2 Kings chapter 7. Mm-hmm. All right. I will talk a little loud and make sure everybody hears it. Second Kings chapter 7. Second Kings chapter 7 is where we're going to do a little reading tonight. If you got that, join with us. Also, do me a favor if you're on Facebook Live, if you would share, like, and share, that would be great. We would appreciate that. Like and share and like. All right, we're multitasking tonight with many devices, as we normally do. Hallelujah. He's an awesome wonder. All right. 2 Kings chapter 7. For the sake of time, I want to jump right to it. I want to get right to it. I won't read a lot of this, but I want to just read the. I want to read just the main point that God gave me tonight. And I just want to, encourage your heart tonight. Because I've noticed this is a time in the season where we've got to stay focused and we've got to be on top of it. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 3 says, "And there were four lepers, men, at the entering in of the gate. And they said to one another, 'Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. If we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall die.' And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp," thank you, Lord, "of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, 'Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us, and the king of the Hittites, and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us.' Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents, left their horses, left their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these 10 lepers came to the othermost part of the camp, they went into the one tent and did eat and drink, and carried in silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried this also, and went and hid it. Then they said unto one another, 'We do not well. This day is day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.' So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, 'We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither the voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were.' And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within." Tonight, I just want to encourage you tonight, not here and not now. Again, not here and not now. I want to encourage somebody, and I just want to take just a few moments, because sometimes our situations look as though this right here is going to be the end of us, or it looks as though the situation is never going to change. My God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. It was not proven what they heard or how the Syrians heard. But what I do know is that God controls the senses of even your enemy. I'm going to talk good tonight. I'm going to say it again. I said God controls even the senses of your enemy. And sometimes we're concerned and we're worried about what the conflict is going to be and what the conflict can do to us. But we forget sometimes that God is in control. And it seems from the onslaught of the fight that the enemy has the upper hand, or that the only option is to die where we are, or for the situation to not change whatsoever. But I serve the God, my God. My mother would sing a song that says, "Have you any mountains that seem like you can't tunnel through?" But God specializes. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God. in things that seem impossible. And he can do what no other power can do. I just want to take a few moments before I get off the line to encourage somebody and tell you that that situation that seems impossible is just an opportunity, hallelujah, for God to work on your behalf. He purposely put you in a situation that seems as if there is no possible positive outcome. My God, I reminded someone the other day that Jesus, when he heard the word that Lazarus was sick unto death, sat there, hallelujah, he sat there 3 days, hallelujah, not to mention the time it took him after sitting there 3 days to get to where Lazarus was. Prophet, why is that so important? Jesus sat there a little while longer waiting for the situation to get impossible. For some of us, our situation don't stink bad enough. For some of us, our situation isn't bad enough for God to step in, because he wants to make sure that no one gets the glory but him. You're sitting there and you're crying and you're worried and you're concerned and you're trying to figure out, how am I going to do? How am I going to get? How am I going to go? When is this going to change? Who do I turn to? How do I do? My God, hallelujah. But I'm trying to tell you, God is working on your behalf. And at the end of this, hallelujah, your God's going to cause you to be a living testimony of what I can do and what he can do. Watch this. God begins to, what happens is they had to, first of all, let me start here. They had to make up their mind that dying here was not the option. You got to, first of all, make up your mind that my current condition will not be my conclusion. My God, you cannot focus on what you see. You got to remember what he said. I'm going to say it again. Don't focus on what you see, but remember what he said. Sometimes it's very easy. Sometimes it's extremely easy to focus on what your natural eye sees, because that's what happens first naturally. But we don't walk by the flesh. We walk by the spirit. Hallelujah. We walk by faith and not by sight. Matter of fact, without faith, it's impossible to please God. In other words, if you're not walking by faith, if you're not walking by faith, then you are missing the opportunity to please God. The reason why you're in the situation that you're in is because God's giving you an opportunity to please him. He put you in that position on purpose just to please him. He made sure your situation seemed impossible just for you to have an opportunity to please him, just for you to have the opportunity to give him glory. He set you up for a glorious situation. He put you in the position to make sure at the end of the day that nobody could get the glory but him. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Watch this. So they had to make up their minds. Here is an option. Either I'm going to sit here or I'm going to take a chance. Either I'm going to sit here or I'm going to walk by faith. I'm either going to sit here, hallelujah, or I'm going to make sure that the opportunity that I have, my God, is being taken advantage of. Sometimes we miss the opportunity of God living in faith. We have convinced ourselves out of the miracle. We've talked ourselves out of the miracle, and we called ourselves using logic, forgetting that his ways are not your ways, and his thoughts are not your thoughts. They are as far as the east is from the west. In other words, I don't care how long you go. I don't care how long you do it. You will never calculate the mind of God. You will never be able to calculate how God moves and how he functions and what his thought process is. My God, he sees afar off. Matter of fact, he knows of what you need before you need it. My God, if you were that smart, your situation will be different. But God did not give you that capability because he wants you to lean on him. My God, what a privilege and what an honor to lean on him, my God, to depend on him, because he has, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, he has everything you need. He has the medicine you need when you're sick. He has the water you need when you're thirsty. He has the food you need when you're hungry. He has the listening ear when you need to talk. My God, he has the heart that you need when you need love. My God, he has the answer to every question. He knows of what you need. I got to move on. Watch this. So Jesus stays there a little while longer while Lazarus is still sick. Hallelujah. He sits there a little while longer, and then he has to take the time to travel. Notice this. By the time Jesus gets to Lazarus' situation, not only is he dead, but he's stinking dead, which means rigor mortis began to set in. By the time you come to the place where the corpse begins to stink, it's because that body has been sitting there. My God. It's been sitting there in a very uncomfortable, my God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. It's been sitting there in an uncomfortable situation, in uncompromising conditions. The environment is not conducive to keep your situation in a cool manner. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Might I mean, God stepped in after, my God, there could have been a possibility. My God, that's why the woman of God said, had you been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Anybody felt like that? That, Lord, had you stepped in a long time ago, my situation would have been different. Had you given me the money, I would have lost my car. I wouldn't have lost my home. I wouldn't have lost my job. My relationship would still be good. My peace would still be good. My faith would still be good. My love would still be good. Had you stepped in a long time ago, my situation would be different. But he sat there. He stood there. He sat at the hinder of the boat while the storm rocked you back and forth, while the waves begin to roll and the lightning begin to hit. He sat there to test your faith, to see how much do you believe what I told you. He said, didn't I tell you? I am the resurrection and the life. My God, we used to sing a song and say, didn't I tell you it would be, hallelujah? My God, I felt the Holy Ghost right there. We used to sing a song and say, didn't I tell you, my God, it would be all right? Hallelujah, didn't I tell you? Oh, I'm going to mess up. It would be all right. God told me to tell you it would be all right. I want to, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus. I come to tell somebody it's going to be all right. Like in case nobody told you, in case nobody encouraged you, in case nobody took the time to tell you, hang on in there. God's not done yet. Hang on in there. God's not finished. Hang on in there. God's not done talking. Hang in there. He's not done touching. Hang in there. He's not done healing. Hang in there. He's not done delivering. Hang in there. He's not done saving. Hang in there. He's not done delivering. God is not the man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent if he spoke it. My God, today, I want to tell you, hold on. My God, it seems rough. It seems impossible. But I serve the God that specializes in things that seem impossible. And he can do, my God, I feel free. And he can do what no other power can do. Let me move right here. Watch this. They had to make up their mind. Make up your mind, my God. There's still an opportunity for God to move on my behalf. There is still an opportunity for God to move. There's still an opportunity, my God, that God can still do what he needs to do. Stay focused. Don't lose focus. Don't lose faith. Don't lose your opportunity. Don't lose the vision. Write the vision. Make it plain. Don't carry it, my God. Sometimes we write a vision, and the vision begins to hit conflict. And so we fall back, or we lose zest, or we lose conditions. But God's trying to show you, my God, integrity that cannot be tried, cannot be trusted. I'm going to say it for you again. Integrity that cannot be tried, cannot be trusted. You've got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused. Don't look at the condition. Find yourself in God's word. Let me close here. I got to hurry up and go. Watch this. Notice that in this, God does not heal them from leprosy. He does not change their situation. He changes their position. Oh, good God Almighty, Joe Friday. I'm going to say it again. He does not change their condition. He changes their position. And sometimes we're looking for God to change our condition, and we think that is the miracle. But sometimes God won't change your condition. He'll change your position. My God, he'll show you, I can preserve you in the worst situation possible, when it seems as though you cannot handle. The worst part of you is what's keeping you alive. the thing that you cannot stand is the thing that God is using to show your testimony. Somebody's trying to figure out, how did you live through that? How did you function through that? How could you keep going? Girl, if it was me, I would have did it. Man, if that was me, I would have left a long time ago. But God is preserving you, because he that dwelt up in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide. My God, sometimes your secret place is right in the middle of the trouble that you're dealing with. You're looking for things to be so hunky-dory and so clean and so palm tree-ish. But God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. The Bible says he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. In other words, my situation can't get any worse than right now. But God will preserve you in that. And they're trying to figure out, how come you haven't lost your mind? How are you still praising? How are you still worshiping? How are you still preaching? How are you still prophesying? How are you still laying hands? How come you still have a home with no job? How do you still have a car with no income? Because God, my God, is preserving me. Because my tombstone won't testify of my current situation. My God, I just said, so I'm going to say it again. I said my tombstone will not testify of my current situation. One of my favorite movies, y'all give me a second. One of my favorite movies is Back to the Future. And in Back to the Future, the third Back to the Future, what ends up happening is that there was a tombstone that had Doc Brown's name on it, because he dies in one of the episodes, the third episode. And when they go to look at that, the more they begin to get up and to move and to make things happen, after a while, his name disappears from the tombstone. My God, I'm trying to tell you, the enemy tried to write your name on a tombstone. But if you get up from there and you keep moving, I declare, as you go, my God, you'll see your name disappear. As you go, you'll see your situation disappear. You'll see things begin to change. God will begin to change your condition. God will begin to change your conclusion. He'll change your position. He'll change your mindset. He'll change your heart. My God, we used to sing a song that says, too far, my God, today, too far, I've come too far. Trouble may come my way, but you will hear me say, I've come too far to turn around. My God, today, I'm trying to tell you, you've come too far to turn around. You've come too far to die now. I've got to do what I got to do to get up out of here. We've become so social. We've become so dependent upon people and certain conditions that we don't know how to move. We don't know how to get up and keep it moving. We don't know how to cut the ties. We don't know how to shut things down because I got somewhere to move to. Bless you, Jesus. And if you're going to live, you're going to know how to cut the ties to a current situation to move on. Hallelujah. You're going to learn how to cut the ties, because as you cut the ties, God will begin to connect you to new things. If you read the Bible, it talks about when Jacob fought with that angel. Jacob was not just fighting for just fighting, but Jacob was fighting for his future. And many of you, I want to encourage you, that what you're fighting for is not just a current situation, but God's trying to show you, he's trying to get you to fight for your future. And if you keep fighting, God will change your name. Hallelujah. He'll change your position. And at the end of the day, your fight now is going to bless generations to come. Your fight now is going to bless generations to come. Your fight now is going to set a precedent for generations to come. But your fight requires certain weaponry. But you got to know where you are and know what weapon to use. I'm getting ready to close. I got to go. Sometimes we don't know what to do. We don't know how to fight it. We don't know what we should be fighting for, because we don't know where we are. And as long as you're alive, God can still move on your behalf. As long as you're still breathing, God can move on your behalf. I just wanted to encourage somebody. I'm done. I promise you, I'm done. Told y'all wasn't going to be long. Not here and not now. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to speak it over your children. Not here and not now. Speak it over your marriage. Not here and not now. Over your finances. Not here and not now. Over your ministry. Not here and not now. Over your mind. Not here and not now. I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm not going to lose my peace. I'm not going to be bogged down. I'm not going to be tormented. I'm not going to be troubled. I curse the spirit of worry and concern. Hallelujah. But I speak the peace of God to your mind. Hallelujah. I come against stress and high blood pressure and heart attacks and strokes. Hallelujah. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I come against chest pain. I curse it from the root and the dead smack in the middle of your chest. I curse it from the root. And I speak the peace of God to your mind. Hallelujah. I come against that back pain. Somebody on the line is experiencing. I come against that back pain in the lower back. I curse it from the root. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I come against all ungodly ties, all ungodly obligations in the name of Jesus. Father, as we close this live, Father, as we end this talk tonight, Father, I pray that we have the fortitude and the vision to keep moving, to keep fighting, to keep living. Thank you, Lord. I hear you talking. Father, I pray tonight that we have the drive to keep living, not to give up now, not to slow down now. It may seem difficult, but, Father, we will not give up. It may seem stressful, Father, but we will not give up. Songwriter said, we will fight and we will win. We speak victory to every trial that we're in. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. No longer defeated, we are winners right now. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're winners right now. Hallelujah. And Father, we know if we keep moving, you'll speak to our enemy. You'll cause the wind, my God, to blow down. And Father, as these lepers did, we'll go and we'll encourage somebody else. We'll share the good news with somebody else. Hallelujah. And we will give you praise. We will give you honor. And we will give you glory. You will rise and let your enemies be scattered. And the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name. I love you tonight. Do me a favor. Share this. Listen. Not here, not now. God's got a plan. It's not your turn to die. God bless you. My name
is... Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I told you the man of God had something he was going to release. Not here and not now. I thank God for the word on tonight. Not here and not now. Stay focused. Hold on. He said, my fight is for my future. Ooh. Don't be focused on what I see, but stay focused on what I heard God say from his word. I heard his word when I read it. I heard what his word said, because as you read it, his word speaks to you. He said, my situation ain't stinking enough. God ain't going to run to my rescue just to come. But when he come, he's coming on purpose. Ah, he heard about my situation. But when he come, he's coming on purpose. I don't care if it's 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days away. But when he's come, he's coming on purpose. We have an old saying that says, he may not come when you want him, but he will. When he come, he's right on time. I thank God for his timing. As the man of God said on the night, his timing is not our timing. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. That's all I can say. I thank God. God, I'm going to hold on till my change come. I'm going to hold on, oh Lord, till my change come. The lines are open. If anybody have anything to say, please speak up now. Just let the Lord use you to encourage the man of God on tonight. If you have anything to say, please speak. Well,
amen. This is Celia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I just want to say to the man of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. God is so faithful. He is so faithful. And I thank you for everything that you said reminded us of his faithfulness.
Yes.
And it's just a test what we're going through, because he will always see us through. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, amen. I just want to say thank you, woman of God, for speaking into the man of God's life. As you are celebrating your birthday's month, I thank God for all that he's doing concerning the man of God and the woman of God. God, I just thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on tonight? Yes. Okay, I just want to say I'm going to give our final remarks, and then I'm going to hand it back over to the man of God if he's still on the line. Don't forget that this ministry is anointed and appointed. It's not a ministry that was just put together because it was a good idea. It was a ministry that was set aside, and God called this ministry to be. So just keep supporting us. Keep passing the word around that Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry on Blog Talk is on every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with Minister Sheila Kaiser as a co-host and Minister Brandon Kaiser as a co-host. Don't forget that Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're also here on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the third Monday coming up, and this Monday will be Minister Margot McCord, who will allow God to use her in whichever way he have her to be used, whether she's ministering or someone that she has on her ministry team will be ministering. But she will be letting God have his way on this Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you come back Friday, next Friday, I will be your host for that night, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We're going to see what God has for us on that night, because we know that God is doing a new thing and a great thing in this ministry that God has been doing all year long. We're going to end this year serving God every day of our life, and every time this program is on, we're giving God all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. We want to just say thank you, because tonight's lesson was not here, not now. Keep on holding on. Stay focused. Remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, we're going to end it like this. Love you all with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we will see what the man of God has to say in his closing remarks. Prophet, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. You're here.
Okay, it's in your hands.
All right. Just a quick reminder, the fight is not there for you to lose. Let me just put that out there. The fight, my God, help me, Holy Ghost. The fight was not given for you to lose. The fight was there to remind you that God has you here for a purpose. So when the fight comes, put losing out of your mind. Losing is not the option. Losing was not the purpose. God does not test you for you to fail. Hallelujah. But all things, thank you, Lord, work together for the good of who love God and are called according to his purpose. So that means everything that I deal with is there to give God glory and to make me better. Even in my sickness, I reminded somebody, cancer cannot kill anybody. Hallelujah. God has an appointed time for us to die. Now, he may have used cancer. He may have used whatever the case might be. But our lives are in the hands of God. And don't ever forget that. Cancer doesn't have cancer, no sickness, no diagnosis has the power over God. Can't overrule God's hand. Hallelujah. And so because God is the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. God bless you tonight.
Amen. Good night, everyone.